We left off in our preaching from the book of John yesterday at John chapter 20 and verse 17, where Mary Magdalene was at the tomb very early in the morning, and Jesus appeared there to her, and she thought he was the gardener. And then when he spoke to her and said, "Mary," then she knew that it was the Lord Jesus Christ, and she said, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." Then Jesus said unto her, "Touch me not." So evidently, Mary was making her way to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I told you on the program yesterday, just a little while later than this, Jesus met other women on their way to the tomb to anoint his body, and they saw him, recognized him, and held him by the feet. Now, he would not allow Mary Magdalene to do that. I'm sure that's exactly what she was trying to do. I'm sure she was reaching for the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, bowing herself, humbling herself before him. And he did not allow it. He said, "Do not touch me." Now, why? Why did he not let Mary Magdalene touch him? He said, "For I am not yet ascended to my Father." In other words, I have not yet gone before my Father. Now, look if you will, he said, I am not yet ascended. Not yet. So, he said, "I have not yet gone to my Father." Well, just a little bit later, he let the other women touch his feet. Therefore, he is not talking about the ascension 40 days after his resurrection. Now, he ascended, certainly, 40 days after his resurrection from off the Mount of Olivet, and two men came down as Jesus went up and in white apparel and stood there and told the disciples, "This same Jesus which you see going up into heaven shall so come again," or "shall so come in like manner." All right, so we have an occasion here where he would not allow Mary to touch his feet. Just a little bit later, hours later or less, he let other women touch his feet. And then he gave a reason for not allowing Mary to touch his feet. And it was, "I have not yet ascended." So he could not have been talking about the 40-day ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ after his resurrection. He could not have been talking about that. What was he talking about? Well, you'll find that very clearly portrayed for you in the book of Hebrews, where Jesus Christ, as our high priest, had to apply the blood of the atonement on the mercy seat in heaven. You see, the sacrifice was made on the cross. The blood was shed on the cross. But for that sacrifice to be efficacious, it had to be spread on the mercy seat. You get all of that in the picture that was drawn for Moses back in the Old Testament when God told Moses how to set up the tabernacle and how to carry out the priestly office. And Aaron and the high priest of the tribe of Levi, the high priest once per year would take the blood of the sacrifice behind the veil and offer it on the mercy seat there in the tabernacle. And that's where God met with man. That's where God accepted that sacrifice as he was looking forward to the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ when he would come and die on the cross. And so Jesus is not only our Savior, he is not only our Master, but he is King. He is not only King, our King, and will be our King during the millennial kingdom, but he is our priest. He is our high priest. All of us are priests. We are told that in the scripture. Every one of us are priests that's born again. We're told that in the scripture. You see, we have an intercessory work as a priest, and that's explained for us in the writings of the Apostle Paul. But Jesus is the high priest, and the blood that he shed must be offered upon the mercy seat. Now, that mercy seat was before the throne of God, or on the throne of God, or at the throne of God. We are not told, but it at least was somewhere above, so that when God told Moses, he said, "I'm going to show you a picture of what you are to build on earth. I'll give you the pattern to build it by your looking here, and I'll open heaven and show you what is here. And so he built the tabernacle and the mercy seat and all of the other things in the tabernacle and in the temple in Jerusalem, and all of those things were built according to the pattern that God showed Moses, which was in heaven with God, the very throne of God. So it's necessary that Jesus offer his own precious blood there on the altar, there at the mercy seat in heaven. And evidently, when he met Mary and called her name, he had not yet ascended to take his blood and place it upon the altar. This is the resurrection morning now, and he had not yet ascended to take that blood to the altar. But he said here in the present tense, I ascend. I'm going to do it right now. I ascend, he said, unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. So Jesus was at that time about to take his own precious blood and offer it on the mercy seat in heaven. Now, my dear precious friend, that's where my sins are today, under that blood. That's what's covering my sins. You see, I could not pay for my own sins. They could never be paid for. Even if I died and went to hell, they would never be paid for. Never would they be paid for, because a sin against God is a sin against an eternal God, and that makes it an eternal sin. So the only way that a sin that is an eternal sin could be punished is with eternal punishment. And that's the reason the regions of the damned, the lake of fire, is an eternal torment for those who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Not because of one individual sin they committed, but because they did not allow Jesus to forgive their sins. They did not receive that atonement that he had made for them. So therefore, it was not efficacious to them since they did not receive it. So every man has a choice. Every man can either receive the atonement that Jesus made for him on Calvary, or he can reject that. If he rejects it, he must burn forever in hell. He must burn forever in the lake of fire, since sin against a holy God is an eternal sin. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ paid for all of our sins. Well, you say, how could he do it? Because he is God. Because he is God now, because he was God then, because he is eternal then. Now, I could not do so, but he was able to pay for all sin, and he did pay for all sin in his body on the tree. And then he took his precious blood after his resurrection into the very presence of God and offered it on the mercy seat to make an atonement for you and for me. And now when we trust Jesus Christ as our Savior, we believe that he died on the cross. We believe that he died for us. We accept him. We accept his plan of redemption, which is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. As we repent of our sins, we become born again children of God, and our sins are placed under the blood, never to be remembered anymore. What a wonderful, wonderful Savior we have.